With Kale's body across his shoulder, Brother Nord ran as swiftly as the bulk of his battle armor would allow, always onward, never looking back. Nord could feel Indus reaching out, probing the hive ship for him, drawing more and more of the sleeping Xenos from their hibernation with each passing moment. The Psyker understood a measure of what had transpired here. Indus, or the Hive Tyrant, or whatever unholy fusion of the two now existed, must have sensed him for the very first time as the Emathia made its approach. He suppressed a shudder. It wanted him. It wanted to engulf him, subsume him into that same horrific unity. Nord spat in loathing. Perhaps a weakling mind, a man like the bio-adept, perhaps he might have fallen to such a thing. But Nord was a blood angel, an Adeptus Astartes, the finest warrior humanity had ever created. Whatever dark fate awaited him, his duty came before them all. His duty.
Brother.
He heard the voice as they came to the chamber where the boarding torpedo had made its breach. Nord lowered his comrade to the ground, and he saw the light of recognition in the sergeant's eyes. The force of mind Indus had turned on Kale was, at least for the moment, dispelled.
What did I do?
Kale's voice was a gasp, thick with blood and recrimination.
The Xenos.
They're close, he replied. We have little time.
Kale saw Nord's dagger deep in his chest and gave a ragged chuckle.
Should I thank you for this?
The Psyker dragged the injured warrior into the boarding capsule, ignoring the question.
You will heal, sir. Your body's implants are already destroying infection, repairing your wounds.
He stood up and punched a series of commands into a control panel. Kale's pale face darkened.
Wait. What are you doing?
Nord didn't meet his gaze.
Indus will find us again soon enough. He must be dealt with.
Kale tried to lift himself off the deck, ignoring the pain of his bloody scars, but the acid burn of Tyranid venom in his flesh left him gasping, shaking with pain.
You can't go back. Not alone.
The other warrior reached into a weapons locker, searching for something.
I beg to differ, sir. I am the only one who can go back. This enemy has already claimed the lives of 3 blood angels. There must be payment for that cost.
He glanced at the veteran.
And Zaren's perfidy cannot stand unchallenged.
Through his blurred vision, the sergeant saw the Codicia gather a gear pack to him, saw him slam a fresh clip of bolt shells into his weapon.
Nord,
he growled.
You will stand down.
The Psyker hesitated at the airlock, looking back into the gloom of the hive ship beyond.
I regret I cannot obey you, brother. Forgive me.
Without another word, Nord stepped through, letting the brass leaves of the hatch close behind him. Then the razor cogs began to turn, the boarding torpedo drawing back into the void amid gushes of outgassing air. Fuming, Kale dragged himself to the viewport, a trail of dark blood across the steel deck behind him, in time to see the hive ship's hull falling away.